The stunning text messages detail an extraordinary relationship between Ginny Thomas and then White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, just after then President Trump started his fight to overturn the 2020 election results.
This is a major fraud in our nation. We want the law to be used in a proper manner. So we'll be going to the U.S. Supreme Court.
The texts are among more than 2,000 messages Meadows provided to the January 6th committee. The first message from Thomas came the day before Joe Biden was declared the winner of the 2020 presidential election. "Do not concede," she wrote. "It takes time for the army who is gathering for his back." Thomas urged Meadows to help the president stand firm. "The majority knows Biden and the left is attempting the greatest heist of our history." The messages don't directly reference Justice Thomas or the Supreme Court, but show how Ginny Thomas sought to guide the president's strategy to overturn the election, urging Meadows to make Trump's controversial attorney, Sidney Powell, the lead and the face. On November 24th, Meadows wrote Thomas, quote, "This is a fight of good versus evil." Thomas replied, "Thank you, needed that. This plus a conversation with my best friend just now." It is unclear who Ginny Thomas was referring to. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas often refers to his wife this way.
"I love being here with my bride, Virginia, who's a gift from God and my totally best friend in the whole world."
Ginny Thomas recently acknowledged she had attended President Trump's rally at the Ellipse prior to the attack, but says she left before Mr. Trump addressed the crowd.